This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 3 for Ksuvos Daf Chaf. We're on Chaf of the days, 8 lines down, where the line says Tanan Hasam. We're going to bring a Mishnah from Ahalos of all places to teach us a halacha regarding memory, regarding remembering things, as we were speaking about Eidos, if you recall, in the previous Shir. So here we're going to discuss a similar idea towards the end. Let's get our minds into the topic, and then towards the end, we'll see how it relates to our discussion. It's not awesome. We learned a Mishnah over there. We'll spend a lot of time doing the Rashis together. Hatululios, Hakrovos. If we have Tululios from the word tail, tail is a mound. So we're going to speak about whether these mounds have, there's a potential, a concern that there's a body, there's a corpse that was buried in these mounds, and the concern of Tumah, of course. So we take a look at Rashi, Tullulios, the third line down. Tile Karka, they're mounds of the earth. The Derech B'nei Adam Likbor B'tel, that the Derech of people was to bury a body in a mound. Why? Because even on the road, if you a person had to bury someone, God forbid, right, they couldn't bring them all the way to the Beis HaKvaros, so they would not want to bury someone in a place where people would be walking. It's not proper for the mace, and the people will come tame. So, mishum de'en b'nei adam matin ben aderech lav or alav. So even if it's on the public way, on the public thoroughfare, if there's a mound, people aren't going to walk on that. So therefore, that was a good place to bury someone. The ir v'derech l'kamon mefarishlu. So we mention here atululios ha-krovos that are close. We're back in the Gemara. Bein lo ir, bein la derech. Whether they're close, these mounds are close to the city or they're close to the path. As Rashi mentions, the Gemara will tell us the difference between those two things, whether they're close to the city or the path, why that matters. Echad chadashos ve'echad yishonos tveyos. Whether they are new or they are old, they are tummy. You have to assume that there's a body in them. And the chiddush here is that even if they're chadashos, even if they've been here just for a short period of time, we have to be concerned, since they're close to the city or the derech, we have to be concerned that maybe there's a body in them. But harachokos, but if they're far away from the path or the city, then chadashos are tahoros, because they're new, and the probability of there be of being a corpse being buried there is very slim. But yishonos tameos, but the older ones are tameos. Let's take a look at Rashi first, and before we define what karov and rachok is. Says Rashi, echad chadashos, second thin line, shein's man rachok shaloya kantel. It hasn't been a long time for this mound to be here. The ikol ameimar kevan de chadasho, you could say like this, maybe because it's a new mound, imisha shenikbar shameis mitchar dochirle. If a body was buried there, so even if a body were buried there, people would remember there's a body there, and they would know not to walk there. Afilu hachi tmeos misafek. Nonetheless, when they are close to the city, that's the Krovos case, even if they're new mounds, we're going to say that misafek their tame. Why? They came into smucha la'ir, since they're close to the city, even though they're new, maybe ikol ameimer, we could say isha yichida halcha v'kavrasham nefel shala. Maybe a single woman went and buried her nefel, her aborted fetus there, and therefore we have to be worried about tuma. But harachokos, next Rashi, de'en isha yichida halechasham. But if it's far away from the city or the path, a woman's not going to go by herself. It's not safe to walk by herself there. So then, next Rashi, Chadashos to Horos. Then the newer mounds, we don't have to worry about there being a body there. The Imisa de Nikbar Bay Havayadile. People would know about it. So remember, when a woman's going to go by herself, so we're afraid no one's going to know about it. But if it's the likelihood is that a woman could have buried her nafil there, since it's close to the city, close to the path, then we have to be worried about it. But if it's a place where a woman will not go because it's so far away from the city or the path, so then we don't have to be worried that a woman went there by herself. The only chance that someone would have buried someone there is if a lot of people went together. Then people would know that someone was buried there. As long as it's a mound that's chadash, that's new. But Yeshenos Tameos, next Rashi, why? Even the people who knew there was someone buried in that mound, since it's so old, people have forgotten about it. And that's why, even if it's far away from this, far away from the city, we have to assume that the Yishonos, rather the old ones, are Tameh, because people may have forgotten that there was a body that was buried there. We have to therefore say that they're going to be Tameh Misafek. So now the Braisa tells us, what? How do we define Karova or Rachok? Back in the Braisa, Ezohi Karova, Chamishim Amma, what's considered close? Within 50 Amos. You have that 50 Amos, other place you have that in, you have that in Beis, you have that above a Basra, how far away the birds are from, they fly. Eza, they hop. Ezohi Yishana, what's considered old? So now remember, we're defining Krova versus Rachok. So Krova is 50 Amos, Rachok is beyond 50 Amos. What is Chadash versus Yashan? So Yashana is Shishim Shana, Devar Rabbi Meir. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir's definition, that would mean less than 60 years is considered new. And that would mean that according to Rabbi Meir, if let's say 40 years ago there was a man, this mound has been there for 40 years only. So then, if it's far away from the city, then we have the right to be lenient and assume that we would know about it if there was a body that was buried there. That's Rabbi Meir's definition. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Krova is She'ein Krova Heimenu. Krova is, its definition is that there's nothing closer than it. So that would mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so if we say Krova, in Krova Heimena, so we'll do Rashi in a moment, as long as you could have one that's within 50 Amos, but it's not the closest, so that would already be Rachok. And what's Yishana? Shein Adam Zochra. Person doesn't remember. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is not giving us definitive numbers. Rabbi Meir is very clear. 50 Amos is Karov, beyond that is Rachok. 60 years is Yashan, and earlier than that is Chadash. Rabbi Yehuda, no. You had it, you figure it out. Krova is, it's not, and there's nothing closer. If that's the closest one, that's Karov, but, and if the one beyond that, even within 50 Amos, it's already considered Rachok. And what's Yishana? Well, you don't remember. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Ezuhi Krova, La'ir, Sha'anu, about 12, 13 lines down into the thin lines. The Ezuhi Krova, La'ir, Sha'anu, Omrim, Aleha, Sha'af, HaChadasha, Tumeah, Chamishim, Ama. What's considered Karov to the city that we would say about that mound, that tail, that even a new one would be Tameh? So the answer is 50 Amos. 50 Amos, why? Because since it's close to the city, a single woman would go with her navel to bury the navel there. People would not know about it, even if it's new. People would not know that there's Tumah there, because only a person went by themselves. Bezahu Yishana. Next Rashi, Sha'anu Omrim Aleha, Sha'afilu Hi Rechoka Tameya. And what's considered an old mound that we would say about it, that even if it's far away from the city or the path, it's Tameh, that Shishim Shana, that 60 years, because even though it's far away, and a lot of people should know, because a single woman wouldn't go there, so it must have been buried by a lot of people, but they may have forgotten. So 60 years or beyond that, you have to assume that that mound is Tameh. She'ein Krova. So then comes Rabbi Yehuda to say, no, Karov versus Rachok. You know what? Karov is She'ein Krova Heimenu. Nothing closer than that. Now, what does that mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Aval Miesh Krova Heimena. If there's something closer than this one, Afilu Hibesocha Mishimama. If there's one closer, so then, if there, so even if it's within 50 Amos, Havya Kerechoka, that would be considered like Rachok, because we go by the closest one. That, the closest one is the closest. Beyond that is Rachok. V'chadasha Tahor. And therefore, that if it were new, we would have the right to treat it as Tahor if it were a new mound, because it's Rachok, even though it's pretty close, but because it's not the closest one. Demisa, why do we have the right to assume that? It's so close. I'll tell you why. Demisa, it's logical. Demisa daholcha isha yichida lekbor. If a woman would go, isn't that our concern, that a woman is going to go to this very close area, and that's where we have to be worried even about a tail that's chadasha? Well, lo shavka krova hemena, she's not going to leave aside the ones that's closest and go to the one that's further away. That doesn't make any sense. Next Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda says, what does it mean? Old? She'en adam zochra. She'en Adam Omer Zachor Ani Shalohaya Kantel Uviyama. I don't remember about a tail being there. Uviyamai Nase Tel Zekan. And during my lifetime, this is when this tail was here. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So the Gemara now says like this. The Gemara wants to, what we didn't define is my ear about a third of the way down, my middle of the line, my ear or my derech. What's the difference? What is it? What does it mean? What's a city? What's a derech? Ile ma'ir, ir mamish, and derech, derech mamish. It really means the city, right? It really means exactly what we said. It means any town and any path. So, misveka mi machzekinon tuma. So do we assume that there's tumah out of a suffix without this? On what basis are you assuming all mounds of Eretz Yisrael are close to the path? Close to the city. What do you mean close to the city? What does that have to do with finding a body there? So, Vamar Ish Lakish, Ila Matsu Vitiaru Eretz Yisrael, they found an Ila. Ila is a Alila, as Rashi says, which means an excuse, a justification, a pretext. Look at Rashi. Ila Matsu, Alila Ba'oma Matsu, Chachamim Bechaziko Ba'litlos Aleh, Ulitaris Eretz Yisrael, Masechas Nazir, Beperak Basra. So, Lev Perak of Masechas Nazir, they speak about the fact that the Chachamim found whatever justification they could to try to keep Eretz Yisrael tohor if they could. Alma, misveka lo machzikinun tumah bekarkasa shel Eretz Yisrael. So we try to avoid that completely. Right? They tried to the best, that there was a specific case over there, but it means in order to make sure that Kohanim aren't metame themselves all over the place, we try to the best of our ability to be lenient with respect to the laws of Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. So we're not going to say, well, we're out of a Suffolk Tumah, we're automatically going to assume that it's Tumah. So you're going to tell me every path and every city we have to worry about that there's a body there or a Nefil there? So Amar Rabbi Zera, no. Let me tell you what ir means. Ir means ir hasmucha leves akvaros. That's what I mean, a city that's close to a cemetery. And the derech is derech beis akvaros, is the path on the way to the cemetery. That's what it means. If you have an area, not any indiscriminate city are we talking about, or path. So that's what it means. That's why we have the concern. So the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Bishlama derech beis hakvaros. That I understand. That's logical why these halachos will apply. Dizinin demistrami ben ashmashos. Umikru kavru betel. I understand what's going to happen. It's going to be Erev Shabbos. They're going through the funeral. They're trying to bury the body. And they realize, you know, we're not going to make it to the cemetery. So they bury the body in a mound. That I completely understand. Look at Rashi. Demistrami ben Ashmashos. Shel Erev, 2/3 of the way down. Shel Erev Shabbos. Vein shows Lelech Abbeis Akavaros. That I understand perfectly well. So again, back in the middle of the page of the Gemara. Bishlama Derech Beis Akavaros on the way to the cemetery. Dizimnin Demistrami ben Ashmashos. Umikru Kavru Betel. And it may happen that I have to bury in a mound. Ela'ir Hasmucha Lebeis Akavaros. Kuli leveis hakvaros asu. What do you mean? A city that's close to the beis hakvaros have to worry about, oh, you found a here. If you have a mound next to a city, that's next to a beis hakvaros. Why would you have to worry about a mound? People are going to go from the city. I understand on the path is that worry. But why would anyone from the city be burying in a mound when they're close to the graveyard? They're close to the beis hakvaros. So I'm Rabbi Chanina, I'll tell you why. Mitoch shahanashim kovros shom niflein umukish mukesh shchin zro osehem. So that's why. It's because The women who go, they're not going to the Beis HaKvaros. They're going to bury their fetus. They're not going to walk all the Beis HaKvaros by themselves. They bury their fetuses if they live in the city. They're going to go to a mound that's right outside the city. And Lukei Shchin, people who have boils, literally, but they have people who have cases where they have gangrene, and eventually they're going to, God forbid, lose a limb and has to be amputated. Look at Rashi. Lukei Shchin, she'evreim no fleim, no flin, o shech. They have to, unfortunately, amputate them. You have to worry about that. So it's metame. So that's where they bury them. They don't go all the way to the Beis HaKvaros. So now the Gemara explains why the tail within 50 amos is different than the one that's farther away. A woman will go, as we mentioned in Rashi before, up until 50 amos, a woman's going to go by herself. But more than that, davra inish bahada ulameis hakvaros oslo. It's going to be more than 50 amos, then she's going to go by herself. She's going to take a man with her, and she'll go all the way to the all the way to the cemetery. So that is the explanation for why 50 amos matters, and why ir also, even not derech, not only derech, but ir hasmuch al beis hakvaros, there are times where they won't end up going to the beis hakvaros. Says the Gemara Hilchach. So therefore, Tuma be'eretz Yisrael o'machzikinon. So that's why we don't make any presumption of Tuma in Eretz Yisrael. We don't make a machazaka regarding where it's more than 50 amos from the particular city, because you don't have to assume that there's Tuma in a new mound if it's beyond 50 amos where they would be willing to walk much further. Amar Rav Chisda. So now comes this whole Gemara. Why is this Gemara here? So here we go. Amar Rav Chisda, Shmami Namei Rabbi Meir. So you hear from Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was the one who said Chadasha, what's considered Yeshana is 60 years, but before 60 years, that's not Chadasha. That's Chadasha. Beyond 60 years is Yeshana, or before 60 years is considered Chadasha, because people, since a lot of people went, a lot of people will remember something that happened with less than 60 years ago. So Shmami Na Mi Rabbi Meir, Hai Sahadusa, regarding testimony, it sounds like Achitin Shin Midkar, people remember up to 60 years, but Tfei Lo Midkar, people would not remember. So this would be important for our purposes as well. Shmami Na, look at the Rashi, Shmami Na, says it's about six or so lines before the Mishnah in Rashi. Shmami na midiktani leel ezo hi yishana ishishim shana v'taymim shim delo dechiri lohu. And it's because people don't remember. So hi sahadusa, etc. When it comes to edus, I could say the same thing. Let's go back to our sugya about people remembering something that happened. Am I looking? Am I reading from the sheet? Am I not reading from the shtar? I took certain notes, etc. How long? If you can tell me it was more than 60 years, so maybe we shouldn't remember that we shouldn't assume that they remember, but a witness can testify concerning something that he saw up to 60 years earlier than this. Very nice. So now the Gemara says, not true. Vlohi. No comparison at all. Why? Hasamhu delo ram yale. Over there in the case of the tale of the mound of the burial, where lo ram yale, it's literally not imposed upon him. It's not tossed upon him. What does that mean? It means there's no, he doesn't have to, there's no obligation for him to remember a burial. Right, so okay, so there maybe you have to suspect people may have forgotten after 60 years of halacha, but here when it came to of edus, kevan de rami ale afilu tuvanami. Since it's important for the witness to remember it, so maybe even more than 60 years he would have that memory, and don't make an assumption that it's not so. Look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah halacha. She'asa uhu aid bedavar. They made him into an aid afilu tuvanami samchin asadus. Imasid will rely on his edus if he makes this testimony, even if it's something that happened more than 60 years ago. Different understanding. The way Rashi reads seems that the reason why we can rely on the witness is because he was designated as a witness, and that's why it's incumbent upon him to remember. But let's say he was not designated as a witness, so then maybe that would be different. But the Rush learns that the phrase kevan derami alei he doesn't mean that it's imposed upon him, it's incumbent upon him, it's important for him to remember he was designated as a witness. No, we could rely on a person that even if he was not designated as a witness, simply means that in a case of a mound, we don't have any knowledge of the tumah. So we don't have the information that's important. So that's, we only have up until 60 years to consider that maybe there was tumah that was there, but perhaps it was forgotten. But it comes to testimony, was concentrating on listening to on something that happened, was looking, actually was able to see something, to witness something that happened. And remember, the case of the mound, who witnessed it, we don't know. We're not sure. It's a suffix. So we're not going to rely, it will rely up to 60 years where it's a suffix. But where I know someone saw something, even if he wasn't designated as an aide, maybe that would be sufficient. That's the way the Rush would learn the Gemara.